Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I was not in a very good place. So I said, okay, I'm going to sit on my couch right here. I don't have anywhere to go. I don't have a job, not to worry. And I'm just going to throw out everything in my life that I know doesn't work. 3 days I sat there. That's all I did. I just stopped moving. And this incredible peace descended on me. And I hadn't done anything. I said, nothing works. And then I got it. I said, oh, nothing works.
Welcome to the new season of the Not Perfect Podcast. I'm your host, Poppy Jamie, the author and founder of the award-winning app and best-selling book, Happy Not Perfect. This is our time to take a break and go within to unlock ourselves in a new way and stretch our thinking. Whatever you are going through right now, I welcome you into this conversation with a new inspiring thought leader each week to help us thrive, rise, and realize our full truth and unlimited potential. As you might know, if you read my book, I'm passionate about us becoming flexible in our thinking. And that starts with some mind, body, and soul healing. So let's dive in. Today's guest is a fascinating one. I first found him through his book, The Secret of Instant Healing, and then began to watch video after video of this man heal people all around the world during these public seminars. The men and women would label their pain, and after working with my guest, they suddenly weren't able to feel their pain anymore. I was amazed. I wanted to find out more. It is a true honor and privilege to have Dr. Frank Kinslow on the show today. Dr. Kinslow has been researching and teaching healing techniques for more than 35 years. His work draws from his clinical experience as a chiropractic physician, Eastern esoteric philosophies and practices, and a huge passion for relativity and quantum physics. In 2007, the quantum entrainment process of instant healing was born out of a personal crisis. Dr. Kinslow began to share his method, and within a few years, tens of thousands of people around the world began healing themselves through his work. Dr. Frank went on to publish best-selling books, including Beyond Happiness, How to Be Happy Without Even Trying, The Secret of Instant Healing, The Secret of Quantum Living, and the list goes on beyond that. It's truly phenomenal, his body of work. Alongside this, he is a teacher for the deaf and a doctor of clinical spiritual counseling. As said, it is a true honor to have you on the show, Frank. Welcome.
My goodness, that was a great introduction. Thank you so much, Bobby.
What is a quote you return to often and why?
Probably what comes to mind is that God speaks to each of us differently, hoping we'll tell each other. And in fact, it is the foundation for my teaching.
Gosh, I love that. When did you first hear that quote and why did it resonate?
Well, I actually heard it, I'm going to say 50 years ago. A friend of mine who was a psychic, a healer, she gave me the quote. I mean, she just quoted out of the thin air. And I said, oh, my gosh, I like that. And it stuck with me. It actually, it reverberates and vibrates in a way that I kind of attune with it as I'm teaching. If something's out of tune with that, then I re-examine it and see if it's maybe going to fit in after all. If it's not, then I put it on the back burner and see. Maybe it's not as universal a part of the teaching as we might think.
What is a life lesson you've been reminded of recently and why?
Trying is opposed to effortlessness, and effortlessness is the foundation for happiness. Mm. So my whole teaching, the technique that I teach, quantum entrainment, is a way to experience the universal self, if you will. And that, I don't like to say that because as soon as I do, each one of us has a different idea of what it is. There is no way to know intellectually what self is. It transcends boundaries. So it's this universal existence. And this technique, because we're all human, we all are able to do it, genetically predisposed to experiencing this force, but our lifestyle has taken us so much further in the opposite direction, you know, getting more and more and more. And the more we try to get, the further we are away from not trying to get. And I know it sounds contradictory or possibly just too obtuse to say that, in fact, not trying is what happiness is. But as soon as you stop trying, you absolutely know that's true. And that's what the technique does. It just allows us that moment of not doing.
I actually was going to ask this much later on, but it just feels so relevant. The world right now, statistically, you could say the world is the unhappiest version of the world has ever been. How do you understand that in terms of what you've just said? Why do you think so many people are feeling unhappy? And is it because we're told to want more? Or do you think we've always been told to want more? Or do you think it's at a peak at the moment?
I think the best way to answer that and get an idea of where we belong as human beings is to kind of go back into our ancient history as human beings. Now, I think our body's physiological human is a couple million years old. But we reached self-awareness around 70 to 100,000 years ago. Now, these bodies were formed genetically, our organs, our nervous system, all of them was formed around a totally different lifestyle. Think of hunters and gatherers. So these are our ancient ancestors. And this is when self-awareness dawned. Now, we know today a hunter and gatherer, we used to think that, oh my gosh, they were struggling and they really had a hard life all the time, working and striving to just to survive. Seems like that's not so. And in fact, in order to survive, a hunter and gatherer had to work 3 to 4 days a week. That's all. The rest of the time, what did they do? Well, I suspect they sat around by the edge of the lake and watched the sparkling water, the wavelets, or looked at the clouds, or they got to groom each other. You know, this is very important. And they were in nature. As we progress, we about 10,000, 15,000 years ago, we start developing communities, we start cultivating crops, domesticating animals, start a language, and there we're off and going. Now, this is where we start moving away from our nature, which is to be quiet, to be interactive on a quiet level. Then we have these intense moments where we have to survive, you know, maybe running away from a saber-toothed tiger. But mostly is this beautiful balance that we have because we fit in with nature. Today, we're being torn apart from nature. We feel that. What do? We go outside, we get plants, we bring them in the house. We have parks in our cities as if, you know, we're crying out, please, let's get this balance. And so what I've discovered was a way to bring that balance back in a very fast manner because it's there, it's waiting for us. We're human beings, we still have that ability. But over the years, we have not been able to keep up with these technological changes in a genetic way. We're still living thousands of years ago genetically. But this feeling that you have, we're at our worst, we really are. And it's very precarious. And you know, there's at least 5 or 6 other human races that are gone. We're the only one left that we know of. And there's no reason that we think we're going to stick around. I mean, we are actually creating the perfect storm for us to wipe ourselves off the planet. So we need the balance. And where's the balance come? Not by going out and getting stuff, but by returning to our roots and then balancing it with what we have now. We don't have to give that up. I'm not saying. We simply need to find out what we are. What is our essence as a human being? And then we're made to fit our lives into to become an adult, to become successful, And you may want to be a dancer, and you may be pushed into being a lawyer or an accountant, and so you lose yourself. So what we are, each one of us has a common foundation. I call that pure you feeling. And from that foundation, we become individuals. And if we aren't aware of where we come from and what we are, I say what, because at the universal level, the individuality is dispersed, is infinite. But then we become an individual. We're still a part of this oneness. Now, by the way, this is not just crazy theory. In quantum mechanics, they recognize that there is the field of nothing. They call it the quantum vacuum.
Yeah. Just before we go on to talk about quantum, I just want to comment on your last point of some people not feeling like they can be their true essence because they, let's say, were born a circle and being forced to be a triangle. And in that kind of molding, according to what society wants, we become disjointed from ourselves. And I just feel like that is such a relevant point that I feel so many people can relate to. And this is why I think your method is so brilliant in terms of bringing people back to acknowledging what their true shape was when they first came into the world.
Yes. Well, that's very perceptive. And I discovered this when at a time at a very low period in my life. I had dedicated my life to meditating, to exploring who I was and how I fit into this world. My meditation program was 2.5 hours a day. I did that for 20 some years. And I reached at 61. I was not in a very good place. I had huge debts. I was alone. I was the job I had, it didn't give me enough every month just to even pay the interest on my loans, my school loans and things like that. And my health was bad. They downsized, I lost my job. And, oh my gosh. So I said, here I am. I've dedicated my life since I was 10 years old. I learned a technique called the body water system. And it inspired me to go deep and learn things. I took judo when I lived in Japan at that age. And sensei was pretty good about balancing the aggression and that with quietness. Anyhow, long story short, I knew there was something more to life from that experience. And when I moved back to the States, I just looked for that experience. I tried to find it in books and that, but I couldn't, kept missing. And as I said, I dedicated a great deal of all of my life basically to that. And when I was 61, I was in such bad shape. I said, my gosh, here I am. I've done this all my life and I'm suffering. Where's the peace? I had moments of it, but it went. And when I tried to get it back, it was even worse. So I said, okay, I'm going to sit on my couch right here. I don't have anywhere to go. I don't have a job, not to worry. And I'm just going to throw out everything in my life that I know doesn't work. 3 days I sat there. That's all I did. I just stopped moving. And this incredible peace descended on me. And I hadn't done anything. I said, nothing works. And then I got it. I said, oh, nothing works.
Wow.
And around that came the quantum entrainment technique. Well, not quite away, because then I said, well, I wonder if someone else could feel this. Could I teach it? And then out of this quietness came the technique. Then I said, well, I can't teach everybody. I wonder if I can write it down. I wrote it down. Boom, the book came out. And that was, I think, about 12 years ago, something like that.
I really relate to that because I think it's sometimes really easy to get on a hamster wheel of thinking that you need to like read more books to be enlightened, read more books or do more meditating. And it is this sense of spiritually trying, which kind of feels so contradictory. And then as a consequence, I think people can lose hope in, you know, you hear, oh, you should, this is how you do it to manifest, or this is, and then you lose inspiration and like, oh, this shit clearly doesn't work. Oh.
You know, that's not such a bad thing, losing hope. In fact, I wrote a book in a chapter in there. I say, oh, you've lost all hope. Great. Because now you're ready to listen. Now, hope is an illusion. It's something you want. And when you want something, you're saying where I am is not good enough. So you can't possibly stop and enjoy where you are because you're always trying to get somewhere else. See? So it's good to lose hope. And so what the QE, quantum entrainment technique, does is it immediately stops everything and then lets it reform. So the QE technique takes us to the nothing, and then it lets us sit there. And while we're aware of that nothing, now it lets us do things. And based on that doing from nothing, then we have fulfillment. We're happy. Well, let me break that down. Because it can be confusing.
Yeah.
Three kinds of happiness. Outer happiness based on that desire that I feel like I need something. Inner happiness, it goes away immediately. The desire goes away immediately. All desire goes away and just, I'm content just that I am. Two kinds of happiness, inner and outer. The third kind is universal happiness, which is the blending of the inner with the outer activity. Many people would call this enlightenment. When we do QE, arranged the technique in a way that, many meditations, the goal is to experience this inner bliss or inner stillness. That's fine. But what are you going to do? You need to bring it out. You need to enjoy that while you're doing things, everyday things.
Do some people think, though, that nothing works, that statement almost could lead someone into apathy? Like, okay, well, if nothing works, then I'm going to do nothing. Can that also be detrimental?
Well, if you haven't had the experience of nothing, you're using your intellect to create some structure. Yes, of course. Mm. I mean, look at, we create a whole intention system based on the desire. This is what I want. This is where I am. This is how I get there. Okay, I'm going to do an intention. I'm going to live like I'm going to have the forces of nature, all of that. That's a lot of work to fill out an intention. Quantum entrainment is a scientific technique. It doesn't require belief. What I mean by scientific is that, number one, I can duplicate my results time and time again. I can teach you to do that, and you can replicate my results time after time. And number three, the results can be measured. You will find if you have high blood pressure, it'll normalize, it'll come down. If you have blood sugar problems, they'll normalize. Cardiac output, EEG, EKG, all of that will register changes when you are doing QE, when you are experiencing you feeling. QE takes us to you feeling.
What is you feeling?
You feeling is everywhere, all the time, in all of us. Now, you can't define you feeling because it's unbounded. So the words can't capture it. The experience, you know right away. I'm there. Oh, wow, this is cool. But to tell you what you feeling is probably the best way to say that is it's when we are in complete harmony, our minds, our bodies, our chemistry, all this homeostasis, and our inner homeostasis is balanced with the outer world. So you feeling, when we perceive it, that's what happens. We don't have to do anything. It happens automatically without effort. When you try to clear your mind of thought, when you are trying, you're doing something. Yes, you have a technique, looking at a candle flame, practicing universal love or whatever it is. You're doing something. Now, what do you want? You want your mind to stop doing. You want to experience nothing. So how can you do something to experience nothing? That's why it takes years. You keep doing to experience nothing. That's what I discovered. It was a way to become aware of nothing immediately, just like that.
I've got some really exciting news. My podcast partners, Platinum CBD, have decided to offer the chance for Not Perfect listeners to try their CBD for free. So all you need to do is pay for shipping. Super easy. So if you want to try Platinum CBD for free to help you sleep, manage stress, or sore muscles, then all you have to do is visit col-care.uk, and the link will be in the show notes too, and choose between a 10 milliliter CBD oil in peppermint or unflavored, or the CBD soft gel capsules. Add it to your basket, and at checkout, add the code NOTPERFECTFREE. Get your free CBD while stocks last. What is the pure awareness technique? And would you mind kind of maybe demonstrating it for us or taking it through it?
It's a longer technique. It's about a 20-minute technique. Mm-hmm. There is another one that I could do. It's sort of a a simple little one that takes about 5 minutes. I don't know if you...
I would love that, because I think just to, for everyone listening, for us to kind of experience some of this, because I think you're so right. The English language restrains us so much from being able to understand things that we can't see. So I think it would be really helpful if we could feel something together.
Okay. So what we're going to do in a moment, we're going to close our eyes. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to have you ask yourself a question. And this is silently, you ask yourself this question. As soon as you ask the question, stop, wait, watch to see what happens immediately afterwards. Okay?
Okay.
And then we'll talk a little bit about it. Then we'll go back and we'll do it a little bit longer, and we can learn a huge amount from this experience rather than talking about it and getting confused up here.
Okay, let's do it.
So if we can now, if you're not driving a car or that, let's sit comfortably. And close your eyes and just let your mind wander wherever it wants to go. And in a moment, I'm going to have you ask yourself a question. And again, as soon as you ask that question, wait and watch to see what happens. Here's the question. Ask yourself, where will my next thought come from? And let's open our eyes. Now, immediately as soon as you ask that question, what happened, Poppy?
You're waiting for the next thought to come.
Yes. Waiting means what? What was there?
Nothing.
Exactly nothing. How many years did that take?
So true.
Now, that was a brief experience of it. What we're going to do now is we're going to close our eyes, and I'm going to have you ask yourself a number of questions. And each time you're going to do the same thing. You're going to just watch, wait to see what happens right after you ask the question.
Okay, great.
Let's go ahead and close our eyes again. And just let your mind wander wherever it wants to go. Now ask yourself, what will my next thought taste like? Ask yourself, how big will my next thought be? Ask, what will my next thought smell like? Ask, what color will my next thought be? Ask, what will my next thought sound like? And how long till my next thought appears? And what will my next thought look like? Ask, what shape will my next thought be? Now, take your time, but when you feel comfortable, let your eyes slowly open.
Wow. I mean, when you ask what color your next thought will be, my brain was totally like nothing. Absolutely no idea. It was so nothingness.
The value is not having the nothing. It's what happens afterwards. Now, let me ask you and the audience, how many of you are feeling some more relaxation right now?
So much relaxation.
And how about a little more peaceful in the mind?
I honestly feel like I've slept for 12 hours.
Here's the point. Did I say we're going to do a technique for deep relaxation and inner peace? No.
No.
All we did was stop our thinking momentarily. And what happened? We started healing. That's what healing is. The body is more relaxed. The body and mind is more peaceful, quiet, supportive. Now, that's not QE, but that's moving in the direction. And that's why healing is so strong with QE. Not because we're moving energy to heal something. We're just experiencing, you feeling nothing.
I really wanted to ask you about this idea of the word secret, because you named one of your books, The Secret of Instant Healing, and then you named another one, The Secret of Quantum Living. I'm fascinated. Why did you use the word secret, and why do you think these healing techniques have been kept relatively secret or in niche communities and niche interests for centuries?
Well, I can't speak for other techniques. You feeling a secret, not because somebody's trying to hide it, It's because nobody can get there because they're all trying to get there. But that's the secret. The secret is there is no secret. It's just that nobody knows how to get there. I can't say nobody. That's strange. Obviously, many people do. But the ability to teach it, to show another person how to do nothing, seems to be very hard. And I know those teachers are not keeping it secret on purpose, but you need to start from the ground state, you feeling, and then let it be you rather than what somebody else says to you. When I teach, I'm done. You learn the technique. I mean, I'm there to support you and answer questions and do things like this here to help people understand. But you don't need me. You don't need a teacher to teach you to do what you did naturally as a child.
So I've watched videos of yours where you have relieved people of pain. How do you understand that? How does that occur? And why does it take some people a lifetime to heal and yet you find results within minutes?
It's basically the same as I've been explaining. Some people they're trying to heal, and the more effort you put into something, see, there are two ways of functioning in the world. There in physics, there's the traditional or Newtonian physics, classical physics. That's cause and effect. If I do this and this, I'll get that. That's the world we live in. If you turn the light switch, the light goes on. But on the quantum level, that's not true. We don't have a cause and effect. We have an infinite or almost infinite number of possibilities, but not an infinite number of probabilities. And this is where many of the teachers, when they start talking about quantum mechanics, they say, anything is possible. If you believe it, you can achieve it. Well, that hasn't been the truth. It hasn't worked out to be true for most people. And that's because they're trying to take a very dynamic system and plug it into this cause and effect system. It's not confusing, but it just takes time to develop it. But the basic thing is that we have infinite possibilities, but not probabilities. You see, the difference is, yes, it's possible to heal in a second, but is it probable? For instance, here's an example. If you have a little cup of hot tea and you take a cold teaspoon and you put it in the hot tea, what happens to the teaspoon? It gets warmer, right?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. How many times will it do that? Every time. And I've asked this question around the world, and no one has said, does the spoon get colder? And yet it is a possibility. It's a reality that you can take a cold spoon, put it in hot tea, and it will get colder. But it's not probable. So many people are selling the idea, yeah, it's possible, but they leave out the probable part. And I think it's a crime. Because we start trying to generate, so-and-so said this, they're a physicist, or they've done this or done that, but duplicate. Remember, I said QE is a scientific technique because it's been duplicated, replicated, and measured.
Is it an element of, I think the word placebo needs to be rebranded, because at the end of the day, a placebo pill is this idea of perception. You believe that you're taking medicine, regardless if it's medicine formally known or not, your body is still reacting to it. Does this have an element of what is happening here?
Doesn't have to. It may, if the partner brings that with them. For instance, if somebody says, oh, I just can't wait to be, then there's an openness, but it makes no difference in terms of the effect. I'll tell you why. In my workshops, we get a lot of men who their wives have brought them in, you know, kind of like, okay.
Dragged in.
Hey, I know everyone. I can see them in the audience, every one of them. We learn to do QE. It's so simple and so quick. I give a little philosophical and theoretical overview of what it is for the first session. The second session, you actually learn how to do it. So you're creating a healing event in a perfect stranger before we break for the lunch. And these guys that are like this, they'll do that. But if they do the simple steps, they'll get the results.
Gosh, that's truly amazing. And we will put details to Frank's next workshops for that in the show notes for anyone who's interested to learn further. So you have healed, you've trained, you've taught, you've guided thousands of people around the world. What do you find the most common blocks are to people living their greatest, truest, most fulfilled lives, their most QE-filled wonder?
Without a doubt, you try to do something that requires not doing. And they can't believe it. And what it does, it actually takes the experience. Because how can you say, just don't do that? Stop doing. How do I stop doing it? And then once we do the technique, it's a technique that creates a space. We can do one quick exercise and I can show you what I mean.
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay, pure you feeling, nothing. Mm-hmm. Is everywhere all the time. Everywhere all the time. So you don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to do anything special. Now, here's the exercise. First, we're going to look down. You can look in your lap, your knees, your feet, the floor, whatever it is. Okay? So let's everybody look down and look at something, at the floor, your feet. Now look up at the ceiling. Okay, now you can stop. What was in your mind from the time you were looking down to the time you were looking up?
Nothing.
Exactly. Nothing is always there. Always there. It has to be. It's nothing. Mm. Here's the analogy. You walk into a movie. It's already started. You see the movie playing. You wait until the movie's over and the movie stopped. What do you see? The screen. You see the nothing on which the life of the movie was transmitted. Our lives are like that. Nothing is everywhere. And we're like a movie. And I don't mean that in any weird sense. But everything is going on the background of nothing. And as you continue and do more and more of the QE techniques, you get more and more familiar with that. The spiritual work that we do in QE is called you stillness. And we deal with the stillness of nothing. And when you do that, you start to realize, wow, oh, my goodness, it's everywhere. And what happens is our mind is not interested in nothing. It's bored by nothing. So it goes to something, as it should, because it's the something that can hurt us. Think about a hunter-gatherer. If he's looking at the space, the saber-toothed tiger just takes him away. So it's the mind that goes to things. And when we start to see the nothing behind it, we get that same joy of, oh, I am more than this. We know philosophically, we say, oh yeah, we're all one. Well, where is that? How do you know that? You have to experience that oneness. That's pure you feeling is where we're all one. And then if you want world peace, you don't write a document or, organize a march. You experience peace for yourself. And then the next person does that. And pretty soon you have world peace from individual peace.
I love that. World peace from individual peace. I feel like that's a great note to end this peaceful and wonderful interview. And I think one thing I would like finish on is because this may feel so foreign to people, because we've been so deeply socialized in the wrong direction, or not the wrong, but in a different direction from such young age. And nothingness is almost like feared, like we're terrified of being bored or feeling or not having a thought. So if there's been any point in this interview where people have thought, oh, can I do this? Just to recognize, I think, how much we've been conditioned to feel and think.
Yes.
The opposite is, I think it's important.
And let me underscore this. Everyone, they have everything they need to do this, to not do it. They have it. If you can hear me, if you understand me or what you're saying to them, that's all they need. They have everything they need. It's so simple. It's human. We've just gone past. We had it as children. That joy that was there spontaneously, they got kind of put in the back. Well, now QE brings it to the fore. That's all it is.
Thank you for listening. It would be a huge support if you wouldn't mind rating, subscribing, and sharing this podcast. I also would love to hear from you. So please find me at Poppy Jamie on Instagram, DM me, and I would love to hear your thoughts on any of the topics that we discuss. Download Happy Not Perfect, my app that's designed to boost your mood and help you sleep and give you mindfulness in less than 5 minutes. It's packed full of science-backed tools and rituals to give your mind the care it needs. Sending lots of love and energy. See you next time.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.